Harry Potter. Who's Harry Potter?
No one. Bit of a tosser, really.
Funny, that paper of yours. A couple of nights ago, I could have sworn I saw a picture of me.
Really?
Thought I was going around a twig.
Hey, I was wondering...
11. That's when I get off. You can tell me all about that tosser, Harry Potter.
You've been reckless this summer, Harry.
I like riding around on trains. Takes my mind off things.
Well, unpleasant to behold, isn't it? The tale is thrilling, if I say so myself. But now is not the time to tell it. Take my arm. Do as I say.
I just apparated, didn't I?
Indeed. Quite successfully, too, I made out. Most people vomit the first time.
Can't imagine why.
Welcome to the charming village of Budley Babberton. Harry, I assume right about now you must be wondering why I brought you here. Am I right?
Actually, sir, after all these years, I just sort of go with it.
One's out, Harry.
Horace! Horace!
Merlin's beard! No need to disfigure me, Elvis.
Well, I must say you make a very convincing armchair, Horace.
It's all in the upholstery. I come by the stuffing naturally. What gave me away?
Dragon's blood.
Oh.
Oh, yes, introductions. Harry, I'd like you to meet an old friend and colleague of mine, Horace Slughorn. Horace? Well, you know who this is.
Harry Potter.
So what's with all the theatrics, Horace? You weren't by any chance waiting for someone else, were you?
Someone else? I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Oh, all right. The Death Eaters have been trying to recruit me for over a year. Do you know what that's like? I can only say no to these people so many times, so I never stay anywhere more than a week. The Muggles who own this place are in the Canary Islands.
Well, I think we should put it back in order for them, don't you?
Yes.
Mind. That was fun. Do you mind if I use the loo?
No, of course. Don't think I don't know why you're here, Albus. The answer's still no. Absolutely and unequivocally no. You look very like your father. Except for the eyes, of course. You have your...
My mother's eyes, yeah.
Lily. Lovely Lily. She's exceedingly bright, your mother. Even more impressive when one considers she was Muggle-born.
One of my best friends is Muggle-born. She's the best in our year.
Oh, please don't think I'm prejudiced. No, no, no. Your mother was one of my absolute favourites. Look, there she is, right at the front. All mine, each and every one. Ex-students, I mean. You recognise Barnabas Cuff, editor of the Daily Prophet. Always takes my owl should I wish to register an opinion on the news of the day. Quinnog Jones, captain of the Hollyhead Harpies, free tickets whenever I want them. Of course, I haven't been to a match in some time. Ah, yes, Regulus Black. You no doubt know of his older brother, Sirius, died a few weeks ago. I taught the whole Black family, except Sirius. It's a shame. A talented boy. I got Regulus when he came along, of course, but I'd have liked the set.
Horace, you mind if I take this? I do love knitting patterns.
Yes, of course, but you're not leaving, are you?
Oh, I think I know a lost cause when I see one. Regrettable. I would have considered it a great personal triumph had you consented to return to Hogwarts. Oh, well, you're like my friend Mr. Potter here, one of a kind. Well, bye-bye, Horace. Bye.
All right, I'll do it. But I want Professor Merrithorpe's old office, not the water closet I had before. And I expect a raise. These are mad times we live in, mad!
They are in.